Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. We talk about the sermon Imam Ali talked in regarding the pious ones. In this sermon, Imam explains and elaborates on the traits and the actions that pious people have in their daily life. Tonight we talk about the greatness of the Creator in the hearts of the pious ones. Imam says, عَظُمَ الْخَالِقُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ فَصَغُرَ مَا دُونَهُ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ. The greatness of the Creator is seated in their hearts, and so everything else appears small in their eyes. First of all, we can consider this section of the sermon a psychological fact. All human beings are like this. According to the importance of the things, things gain their priorities in our life. Whatever is the most important in our ideas, in our desires, the more it occupies our attention. Therefore, it becomes great and overshadows all other things. This is true about the secular people and divine people. For the secular people, the worldly affairs are more important than everything else. And for the divine people, God and godly affairs are the most important thing in their heart and in their mind. In the wording of this section, it is noteworthy that Imam says greatness of Creator is seated in their heart. عَظُمَ الْخَالِقُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. This greatness exists in their soul, in their heart. And this causes an attitude that the other things become small in their eyes. So one is in their heart and one is in their eyes. When we say in their eyes, means it is it has gained a priority, and they look at things like that. The second point that we have in Islam, and it is also interesting in the people who pray and supplicate in their prayers. In prayers, namaz, salat, in Islam, when one starts prayers, at the outset, he says, Allahu Akbar. Meaning Allah is greater. Pay attention to the fine point here. It doesn't say Allah is great. It says Allah is greater or the greatest. Allah is the greatest. So greater than what? Or Allah is the greatest among what? It is explained in some texts, Islamic texts, that says, Allahu Akbar min kull shay. Allah is greater than everything. So one meaning of Allah is greater than everything is that nothing is similar to God. God is higher than whatever you see, whatever you imagine, whatever else other than God. Allah is higher. Allah is greater. Allah is not similar to anything that you see, because Allah is the creator of that thing. So He is not similar to that thing. Allah is greater than everything. One meaning may be that Allah is more important than everything else. If we imagine the meaning as this, it means that Allah is the most important thing in the life, in the religion. Allah is the highest goal for human being. Therefore, Allah is greater, more important, greater in importance than everything else. This is another meaning of Allahu Akbar. And also in another text, we read, Allahu Akbaru min nafsi. Allah is greater than my soul and the desires of my soul. This is the another meaning, and it again results in the fact that Allah is higher and more important and bigger than my needs, my desires, my worldly desires. Therefore, all other things are smaller and less important than God. So, the prayer, when you say Allahu Akbar, then you should not talk with anybody else. You should not turn your face from the direction of the Qibla or the Kaaba, and you are actually concentrated, and you have to concentrate on your supplication and prayers, because Allahu Akbaru min kulli shay. And this is a practice that shows itself in daily life. With whatever you face in life, you say Allahu Akbar. What will be the result of such a thing? That everything other than God is small. It is not that big. It is not that important to occupy my mind and my soul in a way that if I do not reach to it, I think it is the end of life. It is the end of the world. Therefore, a pious person never loses his way in any situation. In the most difficult situations, the pious person says, the thing that I lost is not that important, because Allahu Akbar, God is the most important. God is the greatest. So, one more time, Imam says, the greatness of the Creator is seated in their heart. Therefore, everything else appears small in their eyes. Be with us in another program in which we talk about the way the pious people pay attention to the blessings beyond this world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
Allah.